All this week, we've been putting your questions about Syria to your lawmakers, and today we turn to coastal North Carolina, where 3rd District Republican Walter Jones says this Syria question has lit up his constituents.
We're getting calls by the day, by the hour, and it's running almost 10-1 in opposition to bombing Syria.
You know, that is consistent with what some of your Democratic colleagues have suggested. They're getting very, very negative constituent calls on this. What do you think is the issue? Is this a weariness from the situation in Iraq, or is this something very specific to this attack, to this president, and to this country?
John, I really believe it's that the American people are tired of war, but also we have learned from the Iraq war and learning from Afghanistan that no nation in the past history of the world has ever changed the Middle East. And if Assad did use gas to kill the people and the children, then why doesn't another country take the lead instead of America? You and I both know we're what's called a debtor nation. In other words, we cannot pay our own bills. We have to go to the international market to finance our debt. How can we spend tens of millions of dollars to fire missiles into Syria? Let's not always be the policeman of the world.
Now, is your position and your passion on this informed at all by the experience in 2003? You were very much a supporter of George W. Bush on the Iraq invasion, yes?
I did vote to give the president the authority with the hopes that he would not, this is where I was very naive, not go into Iraq. I did not understand at the time that they had manipulated the intelligence to justify the war in Iraq. I've become very, very dubious of any administration when it comes to the foreign policy, and that foreign policy means that we're going to attack another nation.
Skepticism from Congressman Walter Jones, Republican from the 3rd District of North Carolina. We got a comment from someone in Charlotte yesterday that I want to play for you that really is a pretty nuanced view of all of this, and I suspect you have a response. Here, listen.
This is Doug McWilliam from Charlotte, North Carolina. What about the boots on the ground in Turkey with the missile systems? What about the boots on the ground in Jordan, training the Jordan army? If a war breaks out, aren't they at risk, and aren't they, in fact, boots on the ground already?
Congressman, what do you think of that idea? We already have boots on the ground in the region all over the place.
Well, I want him to know that, yes, he is correct. And I made the statement a couple of months ago that if any young American is sent to a country over in the Middle East without the Congress voting yes or no, we need to send troops over there, then I would introduce articles of impeachment. The Bush administration manipulated the intelligence to go into Iraq. What do we get from Iraq? 4,400 Americans killed and over 100,000 Iraqis killed. And now the country is falling apart. We need to learn what Ronald Reagan learned, John, when he was the president and 241 Marines were killed in the barracks in Lebanon, and he pulled the Marines out afterwards because he said, "We do not understand the Middle East, and we're not going to change the Middle East."
No, and indeed, President Clinton pulled our troops out of Somalia after the Black Hawk Down incident. So,
there's
bipartisan impulses there that you're referring to. You know, your passion really reminds me of just how worked up you were over the old Freedom Fries issue back when France wasn't supporting the U.S. in 2003. Now they're taking the lead on this one. How do you feel about that?
I would let the French take the lead, and let's sit back and watch them do the work. I regret that I did, but it was a constituent who asked me to write the letter to change the name from French fries to Freedom Fries. But I can honestly tell you that I'm dubious of any administration, Republican or Democrat, that says that we have a high expectability that they are using the weapons of gas and other type of weapons. And, John, there have been soldiers and Marines holding placards in front of their faces saying that we're not going to go defend our enemy, Al-Qaeda. And they are there working with the rebels.
Secretary Kerry yesterday suggested that the number of jihadists, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated folks within the Syrian opposition, is no more than 25%. The majority are not bad guys, he said, Are you buying that or not?
No, I'm not. If it's 1%, then that's too many. I don't know why we continue to want to back groups that we do not understand their mission and their anti-American feelings until they take power, and then we know they don't like us. This is a stupid foreign policy.
Finally, Congressman, I'm really appreciative of your candor here. There's really been for you in Washington a journey of conscience, and you're feeling much less party affiliated today and much more feeling matters of principle.
Well, John, I made this decision when I was too weak to vote my conscience. My conscience said, do not give President Bush the authority to go into Iraq. And I was more concerned about getting reelected, which I should not have been. It should have been, as you said, all about principle.
So we don't get fooled again. That's the lesson.
Absolutely, John.
Congressman Walter Jones, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Congressman Jones represents the 3rd District of North Carolina.
This is Keith McInnes. I'm in Gainesville, Florida. I disagree that our credibility is going to be harmed. We back off and create an international coalition of the willing and move with that coalition. Does anyone think that Iran or North Korea are going to be emboldened because we didn't spank Assad with a few missiles?
My name is Besma. I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Syrian. I am with the military intervention in Syria because someone needs to stop this bloodshed. If no one do anything, this crazy person is going to keep on killing the children and the civilians in Syria.
Two thoughtful comments there from both of you, Rasman and Keith. Thanks so much. They're certainly not the only two thoughtful comments. Go to thetakeaway.org. You can see on facebook.com/thetakeaway all of the opinions and views, really all over the map, split views and a real debate going on the question of intervention in Syria. You can also give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and directly join the conversation. More of your questions on Syria answered. We go deep into the hearings this week before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Stay with us.